The draws for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations were held in Wednesday in Equatorial Guinea. Algeria, the highest-ranked side on the continent, faced a tough draw. The Desert Foxes, who reached the second round of this year's World Cup, will face Senegal, Ghana, and South Africa in Group C. Hosts Equatorial Guinea will play neighbors Gabon, Congo, and Burkina Faso in Group A. Group B features Zambia, DR Congo, Cape Verde, and Tunisia, while in D, it's a West African affair, Ivory Coast, Guinea, Cameroon, and Mali. For more on the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations draw, let's join my colleague, Sunny Young, with our football guru, David Legg, in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sunny.
The draw for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations tournament has been held in Equatorial Guinea. 16 teams placed into four groups of four each. Let's go group by group, David, and get your thoughts. Group A, we have host Equatorial Guinea, Burkina Faso, Gabon, and Congo Brazzaville. How do you see this group, David?
Well, Sunny, I think the host, Equatorial Guinea, will be quite happy. I'm tempted not to use the word weak group, but if you look at the other groups that we're going to mention later, this one probably looks as the weakest of the four groups in terms of the rankings of the teams. A reminder to all Sunnyside Sport listeners that Equatorial Guinea were disqualified from the preliminary rounds of the competition, but are back in as hosts because of the withdrawal of Morocco. Morocco believing that because of the Ebola epidemic that they didn't see fit the stage of tournament. Now, what also stands out, Sunny, is that Burkina Faso and Gabon, they met in the group stage. Gabon winning 2-0 in Libreville, and the return match in Ouagadougou finished in a 1-1 draw. This, to me, Sunny, a really intriguing group. I can make a case almost for every one of those four countries. Equatorial Guinea, they will have home advantage, and they will be champing at the bit to prove that they're a better side than their early departure from the preliminary rounds suggests. Burkina Faso, need I remind anybody on the Voice of America?
Voice of America!
They came to South Africa in 2013 as complete outsiders. And what do? They reached a final and were very competitive before losing 1-0 to Nigeria. Gabon, if only because of their great striker, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who plays for Borussia Dortmund in Germany. They're a real threat. Like many sides in this competition, I don't believe they're good enough to go on and win the competition, but they're certainly potential quarterfinalists, and they probably have got one great performance within the team. And last, but certainly not least, the only team that qualified from the preliminary rounds that went on to reach the finals, Congo Brazzaville. And if Aubameyang is the trump card for Gabon, the trump card for Congo Brazzaville might well be lurking on the sideline. And that's none other than that wily old French fox, Claude Leroy. He's now going to his eighth Cup of Nations finals. And only once in 2013 with DR Congo did he fail to reach the quarterfinals. He's definitely among the sharpest minds among the coaches in Africa. Sonny, I know you always like those predictions. You want me to hang me out to dry. Sheepers. I'm going to go for Equatorial Guinea as one of them, simply because the last time when they co-hosted, in fact, with Gabon in 2012, they defied all the predictions and made it. And I've got a hunch they'll do it again. The other place, Burkina Faso, Gabon, Congo, Brazzaville. I'm going to go against history. I'm going to go against Leroy, and I'm going to go with Gabon. So, Sonny, you heard it first on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Equatorial Guinea and Gabon to reach the quarterfinals from Group A. And that will be staged incidentally in Bata, on the mainland part of Equatorial Guinea. Equatorial Guinea, a country divided between the mainland and an island of Bioko, which is in the Gulf of Cameroon. And those opening fixtures in Group A, which will be on the opening day of the tournament on January the 17th, it will be Equatorial Guinea against Congo Brazzaville, followed by Gabon against Burkina Faso.
Turning to Group B, David, we have three former champions, Zambia, the 2012 Nations Cup winner, Tunisia, which lifted the cup in 2004, two-time champion, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Cape Verde. How do you see Group B, David?
again, Sonny, the word that jumps out at me is intriguing. You can make a case for just about every team. I mean, Cape Verde, for example, many people would probably dismiss them as the outsiders in this group. Well, just go backwards to 2013. They came to South Africa as no-hopers, and what did they do? They were unbeaten in the group stage and were unlucky to lose 2-0 to Ghana in the quarterfinals. So I don't think anybody will underestimate the Blue Sharks. Tunisia were very impressive in the group stage of the qualifiers. They went to Senegal and drew. They went to Egypt and did even better. They won there against the record 7-times champions. And they looked like a good side under their Belgian coach, George Leekens. Zambia, funny to me, a bit up and down. I think they're a better side than the 2013 one, but not as good as the 2012. Now, I was always told when I was growing up that lightning does not strike twice. In 2012, as you mentioned, shock winners of the Cup of Nations. I just don't see it happening again. I feel this is a Zambian side that probably has got maybe a quarterfinals tag hanging around them rather than potential champions. And then you've got Democratic Republic of Congo, a very unpredictable side. How else do you explain the fact that at home in Kinshasa, they lost 2-1 to Ivory Coast? They then go to Abidjan and they score 4 goals in a 4-3 thrilling victory over the same Ivorian team. And that was just a couple of days later. So any team that can score goals, to me, has got the potential to go far in the Cup of Nations. Tunisia and Zambia, I think, will get my nods. But this is a group, by the way, that will be played in Ebeyin. But anything is possible. This is another intriguing group. And the opening fixtures in this group on January the 18th, we'll see Zambia up against the Democratic Republic of Congo and Cape Verde up against Tunisia. And, of course, it was Cape Verde who shocked Tunisia in the World Cup, qualifying for the playoffs, only to discover that one of their players was ineligible and Cape Verde were disqualified. So I think they'll have a point or two or three to prove when they face the Carthage Eagles on January the 18th.
Our football guru, David Legg, in Johannesburg, South Africa, speaking with my colleague, Sunny Young. We'll have more on the draw for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations tomorrow. Elsewhere in African football, Ghana and DC United defender Samuel Nkom recently visited our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington. Samuel was a member of the Ghana's World Cup teams at South Africa 2010 and Brazil 2014. The Black Stars of Ghana, quarterfinalists in South Africa 4 years ago, left Brazil with only 1 point from 3 group matches. That point came in a 2-2 draw against eventual World Cup champion Germany. Ghana also lost Portugal and the United States, falling 2-1 in both matches. During a chat with VOA's Sunny Young and Rokia Haider, the chief of the VOA's Bangla service, Samuel Nkom looked back on the World Cup loss to the USA.
For me, it was a great game. I think they were doing everything to beat Ghana this time around.
Because you guys kind of had the number on the USA. Right.
They were saying that they would not allow it to be like church time. You know? So I think it was fun. You know, normally football brings a lot of people. Like, we are together to make fun, that kind of stuff. But it was a great game. For me, I was sad.
But looking back on that World Cup, I know many Ghanaian fans were disappointed, Samuel, you guys had a great match against Germany, who ended up lifting the cup. Do you think that was the best the team played in Brazil, that match against the Germans?
Yeah, I think imagine that. I think it was Germany who took the World Cup. We drew against them.
Yeah, 2-2.
A tight game against
them. Tight game 2-2.
So it tells you how we are good. For me, it was something like a misunderstanding. When we went to the World Cup, it was not about the game. It was a little bit problem that which was like affecting
us. It was like a coordination.
Yeah, you may be like off the field.
Off the field. So okay. That's why the thing was like, if you can remember 4 years ago when we went to the South Africa, we did a great job in South Africa. We were the whole continent in Africa. Like, everybody was like back in Ghana. We were the only one who was going to semifinal. If we beat Uruguay, like, we'll be in semifinal. So I think this is the game. It's in the game. That kind of stuff is in the game. So I think now
any competition that can happen, you
know. So we need to put everything aside and
still with the World Cup, I know, I mean, so many African fans had hopes that at least one African team would make it to the quarterfinals, like Ghana did in South Africa. It didn't happen.
We
had Nigeria and Algeria make it to the round of 16. Looking ahead in the future, do you see an African team, maybe, say, in Russia at the next World Cup, making it to those later rounds of the tournament, making it to the quarterfinals and the semifinals, which an African team has never done?
For me, it's not even the quarterfinal. It's the ultimate. I've said it. I said it. And
well
I
said.
Think,
well said, really.
2 months ago, that we can do it. We can do it. We have, like, we have a couple of talent, the quality players we have. And I said it that we can do it. It's just a matter of time. We need to stay focused. We need to be united, like that kind of stuff. I think because we have the talent. We have great players in Africa.
I know you were delighted to see the Black Stars going to Equatorial Guinea. Nigeria not making it to the African Championship. They're the reigning champions, but they're not going to be able to defend their title. Your reaction?
I think it's a big surprise to everyone. Even if you're not a fan of soccer, you can see that Nigeria, before they were defending champion, and they couldn't qualify this time around. It was a surprise to everybody. As a Ghanaians, we are arch rivals,
right?
So I think that's soccer. That for me, that's soccer. That's football for you. So I think this time around, for me, I would tell you that in soccer in general, he has developed every country. Every country, and now they are doing a great job in terms of soccer. So I think it was a surprise, but.
It is a surprise, but what I think that what is happening politically inside Nigeria, that may be affecting the players to some extent.
They have had a lot of upheaval with their football federation in Nigeria.